Our first reading this morning comes from the book of the prophet Amos. Amos was a shepherd in the kingdom of Judah, the southern kingdom, who was called by God to go to Israel, which was the northern kingdom. There he was to speak in God's name to the people. This was in the 8th century B.C. Now, I always need to let you know, I wasn't there. But, that's right, I wasn't there, but Mario was. No matter how old I get, I'll never be as old as he is. The country enjoyed material prosperity. All the rich folks had a brand new car. And as the young people say, they had lots of bling. It was such a country that, well, how many of you can remember when in your state, whether it was in Texas or some other state, you had blue laws? Anybody remember, old enough to remember blue laws? When you couldn't open a store and sell certain things because it was Sunday? Well, in this story from Amos, they're fussing because the Jewish equivalent of blue laws is eating into their profit. And ladies, I don't know how many of you still are wearing sandals. It's only 90 degrees outside. But whether you bought your sandals from Payless as they were going out of business, Macy's in their after 4th of July sale, or Neiman Marcus, he says that you can buy a slave in the marketplace for the cost of a pair of sandals. Now look at your feet again. The cost of a pair of sandals. Idolatry and injustice were rife among the upper class. Against these vices, the prophet spoke fearlessly until he was literally driven out of the kingdom. Today's reading deals with the injustices practiced against the poor and against the helpless. The second reading is from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, the first letter he wrote him, chapter 2. What St. Paul is telling Timothy, the bishop of Ephesus, is to teach his congregation the necessity and the obligation of prayer. And the gospel this morning comes from the Gospel of St. Luke. These words of Christ are warning those who would follow him on the road to heaven not to become the slaves of earthly things. I think those words are applicable to all of us. Most of us may feel that this warning is for millionaires or billionaires or leaders of big business. Or rappers. They seem to be making a pretty good living today. Our God didn't say that. There was not a single millionaire, billionaire, or rapper in his audience. He meant it for all of us. For what he warned against was not the just acquisition of this world's goods, but the unjust acquisition, and also the dishonest use of worldly goods when they were justly acquired. It was God who created all that exists in this world. He intended these goods for the use of all humankind. We are only managers, stewards, if you will, of these worldly gifts. It is concerning our way of managing these goods, not on the quantity we have to manage, that our judgment will be based. You see, millionaires can get into heaven, while all poor people have no guarantee that they will make it. Our Lord deduces two lessons for us from the parable of the unjust manager or the unjust steward this morning. First, the enterprise which he showed in providing for his earthly happiness when he was going to lose his employment was greater and keener than that shown by most of us in providing for our eternal happiness. Question: did you give 1 hour a day to God and to the things of God, helping the needy, learning more about your religion, giving a hand in parish needs and parish affairs, advising those in difficulty in spiritual or temporal issues, praying for your own needs and for your neighbor's needs? Yet even if you did, it is still less than 1/10 of the free time we had at our own disposal. If you did not, if you barely managed to get to Sunday Mass and to squeak out a few hasty prayers, could anyone suggest that you were showing great interest and were very enterprising as far as your future life in the kingdom was concerned? God is very generous with us. He gives us lots of time for providing for our health and temporal needs each week, and a lot of free time besides. We should not express surprise if he is disappointed at how little of that wonderful gift of time we are willing to give back to him. The unjust steward was far more enterprising as regards earthly provision for himself than we are. The second lesson our Lord wishes to teach us this day is that we should use what we can of our earthly possessions in helping those who are in need of our help. By doing that, we will be making friends who will help us at the great judgment seat of God to get a lasting reception in heaven. Remember that description of the judgment which our Lord gave when he said, "I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was naked, and you clothed me." What we do for the needy, we do for him. Those whom we help, as far as we can, will be witnesses testifying for us when our final examination, on which our eternity will depend, comes upon us before Christ. Two resolutions worthy of your serious consideration today in relation to earthly goods. They are: never let them take up all of your time and all of your energy. You have a far more serious purpose in this life. Give that serious purpose a little more thought and enterprise than you have been doing. Secondly, be grateful to God for what he has given you in this life. You might like to have a new car. And for you young people, you might like to have more bling. But God truly knows best. So work honestly. Be generous with what you have. You're serving God. not money. God will be waiting for you where there is no currency and where the one bank account that matters will be the good use of what you have made of your time and your share of this world's good when you were alive. These resolutions are truly worthy of your consideration this morning. Amen.